We have got a lot in the news today. Well, I don't know if it's like a lot as in the amount of news, but the importance and the significance of it. Troubles down in Juneau. You know, the governor down there is trying her best to reduce some of the spending. Now, I was disappointed with her proposed budget. But what did I say, for those of you who are listening? I said, you watch. The legislators will try to spend even more. And, of course, these earmarks that they're doing down there, these grant requests, and the governor is upset over it, and she rightfully should be. You know, if you just, you heard me here, sit here and talk about it, item after item after item. You know, there's just, you know, batting cages and shooting range and just on and on. I can go through the list. We talk about them. But look, these are not life and safety, health and safety items, not anything like that. But guess what's going on down in Juneau? The people in the folks in the Senate, specifically Bert Stedman and some others, you can put Lyda Green in there, she's the Senate president. I mean, they're trying to hold up things in the bills that have been requested by the governor, the governor's projects, National Guard Command Active Service Pay, SB 232. Here's a criminal law procedure. There's an omnibus bill request by the governor. Now, she's also trying to do things like reducing business license fee. That was done during the Murkowski administration. The tire tax fee, the studs, she's trying to remove that. Things that a lot of those guys that the Ron Paul folks, libertarians, the Ron Paul people who were pushing these types of things. They got it passed in the Republican convention that these types of things should be repealed. Well, guess what? The folks in the Senate, that bipartisan coalition, when they call it, that Lyda Green put together. Well, these are the people who are holding all this up. So if you're a business owner and you wish your business license wasn't as high, well, they want to hold that up. Because the governor's saying all this pork that's going on out here is not acceptable. So they're telling her in a roundabout way, hey, listen, we're gonna jack you around, governor. All these bills that you got in committee, we're just going to hold on to them. Now, there's about 12, 13 days left in this session. So we'll get into that, and we'll get into this deal with Tony Izzo. Yesterday, Tony Izzo, I found some documentation that says that he didn't really graduate from college, from LaSalle University. And so, after several proddings, Tony faxed over a piece of paper that said it had the appearance to look like a transcript, and it had the appearance of making me believe that he actually did graduate from college. And I'll tell you what I found out about that. I'll tell you this much. It stinks. It stinks. You know, Tony, I don't care if you got a college degree or not, but to lie about it is a different thing. Now, I'm not saying the guy lied. Let me back this up a little bit. I'm just telling you, it doesn't smell right, all right? I only have one more step to go in this thing, but we'll be talking about Mr. Izzo later in the program, and we'll talk about some other things. Let me go ahead and take a break here, and we'll get the break out of the way. We'll come back with your calls, 274-5297. Got an update on the reward fund. I haven't talked about that, so we'll get that taken care of, too. Give me a call, 274-5297. If you're outside the area, 866-610-5297. Stick around. The Z-Man's in charge.
Hey, out of the two chubby bald guys on the air in the afternoon here in Anchorage, you've made the right choice. Keep listening to The Eddie Burke Show on Smart Radio AM 700. KBYR.
I appreciate it. 274-5297. What's that? What, we got 1 minute? Okay, we got 1 minute before the break, and I want to tune people in here. I've got this issue now with Tony Izzo, who sent me what I believe now is a fraudulent document that he actually graduated from LaSalle University. You'll want to stick around and listen to the line of questioning that I had someone do with the actual university and all, and pointing out to the potential fraudulent issues within this document that he sent me yesterday. We're also going to get into some things that are going down in the legislature. They ain't going to let Governor Palin get by with stuff. They're just going to... These guys are going to hold up good bills that you like just so they can get their port. Governor Palin's trying to stick up for us, folks, and these legislators, man, they want their port. That's all there is to it. 274-5297. We'll be right back. Right here in the next segment, folks, I am going to get into this deal. I hope some of you maybe were tuning in earlier or are sticking around for this. And this is the Tony Izzo. Now, Tony Izzo is running for the Chugach board, electric board. As we know, that's a hotly contested board. He is what would, as some of people say, he's part of the IBEW slate, which it's Mark Wiggin, Tony Izzo, and let's see, there's one other person. I can't remember their name. I've got it laying around here somewhere. I'll get that here. I got it right here. Oh, the lady. I forget what her name is. What's her name? She's been pretty quiet in this whole thing. It's Mark Wiggin. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't even mention her name anyways. So this document that he provided me yesterday is fraudulent. It is absolutely, I believe it to be fraudulent. Now, in the next segment here, I'm going to get in to this, and I'm going to go in detail. I have a line of questioning that took place with the register at LaSalle University, and there's several issues with this document that just doesn't add up. And so, I really don't care if Tony Izzo graduated from college. Heck, I don't even care if he graduated from high school, because I didn't. I went and got a GED. So it's not about what degrees he has. It's the issue that there's a high possibility, likely, that he's provided fraudulent documents. You know, and I'm the type of person where, hey, I've done wrong things in my life, and man, I've stumbled at many different situations, and I'm all for giving a dude a break. But when you tell me something and then you, well, have the appearance of lying to me, I don't care, Ben. You're done with me. That's it. You're toast, man. And so I'm sorry, but I'm going to rip your lips off, Tony Izzo, after this 3:30 break. So, you know, I don't know how many people listen to this show. I don't know what kind of impact it's going to make. But in my book, you're toast. But before I do that, I shouldn't be laughing about that. Hey, all right, we got to take a break, right? Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll get back into that. We'll get back into that, and then we'll get into this Tony Izzo stuff, and I'll lay it all out for you, folks. 274-5297. Give us a call.
Are you a Chugach Electric customer? If so, you're more than a customer. You're a member and owner. Each year, you have the opportunity to elect members of the board of directors that oversee your utility. Look for the Vote Now packet recently mailed to all member owners. Complete your ballot, place it in the enclosed envelope, sign the envelope, and drop it in the mail. No postage needed. So exercise your right as an owner, because your vote has power. Brought to you by Chugach Electric Association, your cooperative, your right to vote.
Tired of negative campaigns? Want to hear something positive? Well, there's very good news at Chugach Electric these days. Your independent Chugach Board of Directors with Ube Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez has accomplished miracles in just one short year. They replaced the ineffective CEO and established new openness and transparency. They appointed a blue ribbon panel to take a close look at Chugach operations. They found potential cost savings of over $86 million through more efficient power generation. They found additional cost savings of over $98 million by consolidating duplicate operations with Anchorage Municipal Light and Power. And they found potential cost savings in the hundreds of millions by joining with other utilities in a unified power plan for the rail belt. So thank you, Ube, Rebecca, and Liz. We appreciate your hard work to save us money. When you vote your Chugach ballot, please re-elect our hardworking, independent pro-Chugach board members, Ube Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. That's Ube, Rebecca, and Liz. Paid for by ChugachConsumers.org.
The Eddie Burk Show is awaiting your calls right now. So what are you waiting for? Call him right now at 274-KBYR.
Stop voting for these people just because they're on TV all the time.
I'm waiting to throw up.
Solve the problem. I refuse to be told I only have two choices.
Or check out the blog at KBYR.com.
What's this?
Talk radio for the rest of us. On Smart Radio, AM 700, KBYR.
3:36 in the afternoon. 40 degrees here at the KBYR studios. Weekend's getting close. Thursday night at the fights tonight, folks. We'll have Jerry Miller Jr. probably in here in a little while, next hour. If you want to call us now, 274-5297. Z-Man will put your name on the list for tonight for single tickets. 274-5297. If you want to go to fights tonight, just give us a call. And we'll take your name down, and you can pick those tickets up at Will Call right as you walk in the door on the left. All right, let's, okay, so we're on to Mr. Izzo. All right, let me, okay, it was brought to my attention that Mr. Izzo, who's running for the Chugach board of directors in this election, which you hear in commercials every 5 minutes. There's been a little, confusion, I guess, or suspicion about his diploma. Now, Mr. Izzo was the former CEO of NSTAR, and obviously he's a pretty fairly accomplished guy. And you don't get to be CEO of NSTAR, I guess, by being a slouch. So I just assume he must be a pretty decent, pretty accomplished individual. So yesterday, the word is that they've been trying to get this diploma issue out of him for quite a while. Well, the Chugach folks over there, the staff, are trying to do, they're supposed to do some investigative work just like, what I've done. So yesterday, Mr. Izzo called as I was beginning to talk about this because there had been a search done, and that search would directly contact the university and all and find out if, in fact, there was a diploma rendered to Mr. Izzo. Well, that search came back with nothing, okay? So Mr. Izzo called me yesterday on the air and said, oh, no, I've got a diploma. I have one. I've got the transcripts. Actually, he said he had the transcripts. He didn't say he had a diploma, or he could. Well, he indicated he was unlikely to be able to get a diploma because I wanted to see an actual diploma. But he said he had transcripts, and I go, So after prodding for a while, he finally said, okay, I'll send it over to you. Now, what he wrote on here was, for Eddie Burk, discussion purposes only, due to pending legal action. Thank you, ! So, whatever. I mean, he faxed it over to me. I don't care. I'm going to do with it what I want. So then I thought today I had someone call the register office there at LaSalle University and talk directly to the register. So during that line of questioning with the Register, there were several questions that was asked. Now, what we didn't do is we didn't say we thought we had a fraudulent document. We didn't give any kind of information. We just said, listen, if there was a, we just want to talk to you about a certification, a transcript, and ask questions what that transcript would look like, or any document that would tend to say that an individual has graduated from your university. All right, so the line of questioning went like this, and I'll just actually read them to you because that's the way we did it. Question: would a transcript document from LaSalle list the university's address? Answer: not our address, but the city and state are shown. It would say LaSalle University, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right? Well, that's nowhere on here. Okay, and I've had Z-Man look this over with me, and I've had Justin, the general manager, look this over with me, and they all agree and stipulate to the facts. Second question: are the course numbers listed for each course completed? Answer: yes, always. Okay, there's no courses. Now, what it does have is credit hours, quality points, and then total points. All right, that's all it has. And then it has the dates to the left in which the different classes were taken, but no course numbers. Let's see. Would there be a seal? Question: would there be a seal on the document? Yes, we apply our seal here at the university. It would be a raised seal. Nothing on this. No, even now, this was sent over in fax, but typically you would see some sort of seal on here, even from a fax machine. But nevertheless, even if you want to discount that one, then you go, let's see here. Okay, here's the question. Is your logo visible on transcripts? Yes. It would be in the upper left-hand corner. Nothing on this document. Not in the right-hand corner, not the left-hand corner, not the bottom left-hand corner. There's absolutely no logo on this thing.
No!
So, is it like, now here's one of the more important questions, I think. Is it likely that a transcript would show a degree award date of 12/31/99? Because the reason that question is asked is because that's the date, the award date, which appears on this document. 12/31/1999. Here's the answer. That is extremely unlikely. I don't think a date like that would ever be used. Our degree dates are as always. Here we go. September 15th, January 15th, and May 15th. It has always been that way. And think, you know, like people know I didn't go to college, but I was talking to Z-Man here. And Z-Man, what was your response to that?
Well, basically what that document that you're holding in your hand says is that he graduated December 31st, the last day of the year.
Right.
Do you know anybody? Have you ever gone to a graduation ceremony that was the last day, of the day right after Christmas, or the few days right after? I mean, everybody's on vacation on the December 31st. That's right before New Year's, for crying out loud.
Right.
So we're all going to go to graduation then. Go to the New Year's party afterwards?
And
no.
What they do is they, and this makes sense, it says September 15th, January. It'd be like saying you graduated from Service High School from the Anchorage School District on December 31st.
Yeah, it's no, just, there's no schooling.
They have set graduation dates, award dates.
Right, it's either at the beginning of a semester or at the end of a semester because that's when people are finishing up their schooling.
So let's go into another question. We're just about getting pretty close. We got close. Yeah. We're speaking about Tony Izzo, a Chugach person. Chugach, he's running for the Chugach board, electric board, and I believe that this document he provided me yesterday is fraudulent. Now, I notice he's not calling. He's calling yesterday, but he's not calling today. Would class complete dates be listed as month, year? Okay, now why? Is because That's the way it is set up on this document. For instance, Principle of Accounting 1, 798. Principle of Economics, 798. Principles of Management, 798. Business Law, 798. We're going to get into that area of concern also. But that's how the dates are listed.
You know, it's also funny about those classes. Those are all 100-level classes. I took all those classes when I was just a freshman in sophomore.
Right, right.
So, I mean, those aren't upper-level classes. Those are, to be blunt, those are
one-on-one type
classes. Those are stupid classes.
Right, they're
those
one-on-one.
Those are the beginning classes.
Those are the ones I would probably need to take. I love beating up on myself. It's funny stuff. So here's a question. Would class complete dates be listed as month, year? No. Here's the answer. No. This is when we're speaking to the register at the university. Okay? This is the lady. And it goes, would it be likely for someone to come? Oh, no, wait a minute. No. We use spring, fall, winter, summer, and year. That's how they list them. This is listed month 798. That's not what the register says. She says, no, we use spring, fall, winter, summer, and year. Ladies and gentlemen, this document that Mr. Izzo gave to me is nothing but a big, fat lie. It's fraudulent. He lied to you. He lied to us. He lied to me. This is a bunch of crap.
Well, you know what's funny is a complete amateur has been negotiating with the IBEW. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you how this document came about, too. I tell you what, let's take a break, and I'm going to tell you how he got this document, folks, or how I believe he got this document. This is pretty despicable, you know. I wish I did graduate from college. I'm embarrassed times when I say I did, but hell, I ain't going to lie about it.
So what are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call.
Dial 274-KBYR or toll free
1-866-610-KBYR.
Eddie Burke is awaiting your call
on Smart Radio AM 700.
KBYR.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
Call Eddie Burke right now at 274-KBYR or on the blog at KBYR.com.
I've been listening to the tapes of all your shows. I love what you're doing.
The Eddie Burke Show is on Smart Radio, AM 700, KBYR.
Maybe just a kooky guy who likes to do kooky things.
All right, 3:51 in the afternoon, 40 degrees. Hopefully you've had a good day at work. I tell you, this is bad stuff, you know? And I'm hoping, I'm just hoping that I've got something wrong here. You know, I really do. Now, I know, David, Z-Man, you're over there going, you're shaking your head at me. But look, I don't wish this upon anybody, okay? I really don't, because it's really a bad deal for this individual. But, you know, I just beg for something to clean this up, but there's just nothing there.
I'm mad as hell, honest with you. You know what? My wife, like I said, she earned a 3.8, and I can't tell you how hard she worked for that. And to have some guy just go up and print something off the internet and have to, you know, neglect or pretty much not do all that work and still get the piece of paper, the recognition, the job, and then to go, you know, negotiate with the IBEW, and now my bill's higher. You know, it's just unbelievable. I can't even talk anymore. I'm done.
Let's see now. Who'd you have there on the line for me?
We got Chuck.
Chuck, let's bring up Chuck. Line one. Chuck, you there? Hey. Chuck?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. I'm sorry. Yeah, David.
Were some of those courses completed online, like online classes, correspondence that would show up different? Because I know that you can do those kind of classes through a lot of universities like that online, and they come out at a different time in a different way.
Yeah, we were checking into that because LaSalle University, I think, has some correspondence courses, but the overwhelming evidence that we get shows everything is totally wrong about this document. In fact, I got a couple other questions here, and why don't you just hang on, Dave, and then I'll go back to it. Would it likely be for someone to complete algebra, trig, and calculus on the same date? And the register, the lady we spoke to, says, no, these are normally successive courses taken over time. And so, and the problem with that is that all of these classes here are mostly coming out at the same time. For instance, the math and things that we asked a question about, they all come from one of 99. And so the discrepancies here are just over the top, you know. Okay, here's the last question. Can I call? Oh, this is just about can we call her for more information? So, and of course, she said certainly. I don't know, you know. I do know. I believe in my heart and soul that this document is fraudulent. Now, tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to fax this down to the register and have her give me an actual opinion on the document itself. Do you know of any questions that you've heard me ask that I should ask?
I think you should definitely, you know, look it through before you accuse him, because I think this is somebody who's known the community and somebody who has worked hard for his reputation, and to slander like this without having the full knowledge and making sure that, you know, it wasn't done correspondently and being able to send that way, I think it needs to be checked out.
Well, I'm just repeating what they, well, I okay, well, you can take it any way you want, but, and I appreciate that, but I've asked, I think, some pretty pertinent questions revolving around this document. And at least the questions that I'm asked are not represented here on this document. I mean, the things that it should have a seal, it should have a logo, the way the courses are lined up. I mean, nothing at all comes up the way it should be on this document. I mean, there's 15 questions here, and not one of them met the test. So it's disappointing, but I understand. I would hope that Mr. Izzo would give us a call today. Maybe he can help explain it.
Yeah, I think it'll come out, and time will tell.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks, David. I appreciate that. Let's go to line one. Ray Craig's on. Ray, you there?
Yes, Eddie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. We should introduce you. Ray Craig is president of the, what is that called?
Chugach Consumers.
He's chairman of Chugach Consumers. It's my understanding you folks have been looking into this, and we should, for full disclosure, we should let people know that you are on the side of Uwe Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and of course
Elizabeth Vasquez.
Liz Vasquez. Yes. And these Mr. Izzo is on the other slate of candidates that you guys commonly refer to as the IBEW slate.
Correct.
You've listened to what I've gone through here, you know.
All right.
I
listened yesterday, and I've listened today. Mr. Izzo's interview yesterday was extremely revealing, and I'm fascinated with your discussion this afternoon. But the essence of this issue is that all appearances are that he lied to Chugach Electric member relations manager Patty Bogan when he told her last week that his BS in business administration degree was from LaSalle University in Philadelphia.
Right.
And LaSalle in Philadelphia is a fully accredited, legitimate university. And we have been conducting our own investigation, and on his voter pamphlet statement, he merely says that he has this degree. He does not give the university. It's just blank. Everybody else has always given their university where they get their degree.
Sure.
Now, the essence of this is that a well-known diploma mill, LaSalle University in Mandeville, Louisiana.
Now, this is a place, it's kind of like an internet shopping place, so to speak. You can ask them, you know, if you want to be a doctor, and they'll send you out something that says you're a doctor, right?
A mail order degree.
Right, right.
And it was notorious, operated from the mid-80s to about 1997 when they were shut down. The owner of it was sent to federal prison on mail and tax fraud. But the others bought it, and it was continued, but through no part of that were they ever accredited. And apparently they continued to use the printed transcript and diploma stock to issue degrees. That was before the internet era, so it probably was through the mail. Now, the key thing is, the LaSalle University transcripts, the key thing is they're out on the internet. You can look at the fraudulent transcripts, and the key thing is what Mr. Izzo sent you, does it say across the top of it, official academic document?
Yes, it does.
All right. Look, this is a dead giveaway. How many have ever seen a transcript from a legitimate university that says official academic document?
I don't know. I never went to college. So.
All right. Well, and the other, I've heard you describe what the indications on this document. It's the same thing as one that's out on the internet that was issued to Renee.
Hey, Ray. Newman. Ray, I'm going to need you to hold over, okay? I've got this hard break coming up at the 4 o'clock hour.
Right.
We'll be talking more with Ray Craig, Mr. Izzo, Tony Izzo. You're welcome to call in if you're listening or anybody that knows him. I also gave some heads up to one of his friends that I would be going into this today. So, I give us a call. I'd love an explanation. I really would. 274-5297. We'll be back with Ray Craig.
Is frozen to the Eddie Burke Show.
Talk the best news and talk for Alaska.
Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR.
Anchorage, Kaparik,
and Prudhoe Bay.
And the bass keeps running.
Hey, it's context. There's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
You're listening to the Eddie Burke Show. Call 274-KBYR or toll free at 1-800-866-610-KBYR or log on to www.kbyr.com for the blog and more from Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR.
A body and soul. Don't look for that.
You know, we all get lucky in life sometimes, but my goodness alive. There's an important piece of information about this this university diploma, this transcript, or whatever the heck Mr. Izzo has given me for you folks just tuning in. Let's bring Ray Craig back into the conversation. Ray, you there?
Yes, I am, Eddie.
You know, there's an important part of this issue that comes to light here, and, you know, I'd like for three people to call me. You know, Z-Man and I got a little bet going here, a minor bet, but it's for fun. Who in the world has ever taken calculus, trig, and algebra all in the same semester and passed? I want three people. Heck, just give me one person.
Is that what that says? Could you send me a copy of that? Because we need to do our own further checking. It really says that.
You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. You know, I mean, it's just... I got Mark Wiggin here calling me on my cell phone.
Okay, but you can send that to me, right?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to. I guess he says for discussion purposes only. Well, I'm discussing it, so.
Yes. All right.
But it says that he went, it's just nothing matches up on this thing.
All right.
One person, give me a call, 274-5297. If you took calculus, trig, and algebra all in the same semester, then give me a call, because either Mr. Izzo's the smartest guy in the world or he has troubles with the truth.
Okay. I'd like to say something about yesterday. You are doing a fabulous job, an important job, and it's incredible that nobody in this community has done the vetting that you are doing with this particular issue. Here's a person who's running for the Chugach board, leader of the IBEW-backed team, and you have this resume enhancement issue to deal with. Now, you remember yesterday, you constantly asked him to fax over the diploma. And every time you did that, he started talking about a transcript.
Right, right.
The reason that he would not fax over the diploma is because the transcripts from the diploma mill in Louisiana do not tell which LaSalle University it is. It just says LaSalle University.
I mean, is there a possibility that he's graduated from some other university?
Well, if you send money and get a mail order degree, is that graduation? Is that a real degree?
Okay, so would you
leave that up? But just let me say that the reason he wasn't sending you the diploma is because the diploma from LaSalle University in Mandeville, Louisiana, says on it that it is LaSalle University from Mandeville.
Let's take a couple calls. Let's go to Mark on line two. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, I've been kind of keeping little tabs on the Chagetz Board of Directors election, and I was wondering about Ray's candidate, Uwe Kalinka. Does he have a criminal record? It seems like I heard something that he got arrested.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got
serving the peace or...
No, he was trying to collect petition signatures down at the Sullivan Sports Arena, and they moved him off. And in fact, the mayor, and I won't speak for the mayor, but I was told that the mayor told me personally that he apologized, or there was some communication to the back to Uwe that he shouldn't have been, he shouldn't have been messed with like that, that was an error. And
well, that's not particularly what I'm talking about. I kind of surfed the internet a little bit, and I was looking up this article about Uwe. I think it was from the Juneau Empire, and it said something about he had some altercation with an officer, Gillum, with the Anchorage Police Department. I was wondering if Ray knew anything about that.
Hey, well, you know what? I've got a criminal record too, but I'm not lying about it. But I'm not lying about it. I'm not lying about it. That's the issue. It's not what your record is whether or not you're lying about it, man.
Well, and maybe if you're running for the board of directors, it should be disclosed so that the people know.
Well, was there a question on the application where Uwe should have said, "Hey, did you ever have a hassle with a police officer?"
I think there was actually a question on the application the last time.
Well, what did he put in there?
It said, "Do you have a criminal record?"
Well, what did he put in there?
Said, no, but I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah, you don't know. You're just running your lips. That's all you're doing. You're just calling up trying to do something you don't have anything about. It's like somebody poked a knife in your butt and you called
I'm
up here to talk about it.
And I'd like to know who to vote for. I just don't
want
to vote for.
You want me to tell you who to vote for?
Yeah.
Uwe Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. There you go.
How come Ray isn't running?
College graduates, I believe. At least high school graduates.
All right, hey, I got to go. I got other callers. I got Mark on line three, I bet, too. Mark, you there?
Which one? Is this Mark?
Yeah, Mark, yeah.
Mark Wiggin.
Yeah, you just tried to call me on my cell, Mark.
Well, I didn't know the number, so I had to call the phone number.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Anyway, just calling. I believe, Eddie, to a degree, we're missing the point. I've listened in. And I'm not calling in, frankly, as I told you the other night. I don't know any of the background that you and Ray Craig Ray Craig has sat around digging around and on the internet to try to dig up. But what I am calling by is I believe this is missing the point. I'm going to go quickly here.
Okay.
Janet and I and Tony as well we're trying to run for this board, trying to return it to stability should we be elected. And frankly, we're trying to beat back this obsessive attack on the board and on the utility.
Mark, listen.
I know, but one more thing.
All right,
I don't want to cut you off.
All right, go ahead.
The president of my company here got this wild email on this race. The only way this individual got that email was somebody, and I think he's on the other line, went digging around, found out who the president is, and sent it. It's this kind of vile kind of smear campaign that is rubbing, it's surely hitting Tony because he's been selected, but it's also starting to rub off on me and Janet. Now, had Ray picked me to be the guy to try to smear?
Well, if you'd have lied about your college degree, you probably would be picked too.
Well, it's not smearing, telling the truth.
Yeah.
What it is, it is distracting. I mean, there's Tony's got lots of documents that he'll show But I've seen the letters from Ray, these wild letters, and Ray just called me at work to demand access at my community council. And this is just beyond the pale. This is just a utility. Now, understand that Ray feels compelled.
It's just a utility?
No.
It's a
utility Ray. It's very important. Otherwise, I wouldn't be putting up with this strange stuff. But my point is that you've got the guy on the other side that I'm not sure what his motivations are, but they're very ugly to me.
Mark.
Well, now you go.
I've let you talk, okay?
I've got
another hour to talk.
You bet you do. Sure.
Right. So, Mark, did Mr. Izzo graduate from college?
Like I said the other night, as best I know more than me,
right,
Daddy.
I'm here to tell you that didn't take place. Okay. Now, if I'm right. Don't you think that's newsworthy? And also, if I'm right, if Liz Vasquez said that she had a law degree, okay,
right,
which she does, but if she said that she had a law degree and you found out that she didn't, wouldn't it be an issue for you guys?
It probably would.
All right, then. So what's going on that's wrong here?
Well, I don't know other than the fact that there are correspondence classes. There are correspondence schools. There are people now who spend $80,000 to go do classes.
That's not
where
what
I
said,
went.
Sir,
hold on,
not
don't talk over me.
All right, I got some other calls backing up too.
I want
to give Mark Wiggin an opportunity to talk here. I don't want the other people, Grant and Paul and some others there. Just try to hold on, and I will get to your phone calls. But Mark, go ahead and.
No, the only point I was making is there are now people who do correspondence classes, do internet-based classes. I don't really know what went on. However many years ago this was with Tony. My point is, Tony's done a lot of fabulous work for the community. A lot more fabulous work than Uwe or Liz or any of those people we're running against.
So did Lynn Harrison until she lied about her diploma when she ran for the state house years ago, and it tanked her.
Well,
it tanked her whole candidacy.
I'm not, again, I'm not, I really am not trying to defend Mr. Izzo. All I'm saying is that you've got the guy on the other line who, I don't know what his obsession is and what his role is and all this, but it's year after year after year, I'm not the IBEW guy. Janet Reiser didn't get in here to carry the IBEW's water, nor did Tony, and yet the guy on the other line, if he's still there, it's a cheap and inexpensive way to go after us, and he's now picked Tony as the guy to smear, and it really is.
Now, wait a minute. You just said that if you had the same information about someone else, that you would do the same thing. It's untrue that Mr. Craig is trying to smear
Tony. I know he's trying. The question is, at this point for me, is I just don't know the information. I'm saying that their correspondence school, I really don't know anything.
I'm giving you the information.
It's right here.
Mark, this information is in my hands. All the questions we asked to the register.
I heard.
Okay.
I'm just asking the listeners to recognize where this started. Was there were three candidates got in who they wanted to put this cooperative back together again and take it away from people like Ray Craig, who's not a candidate. He's just the puppeteer.
Well, all right. Now,
puppeteer,
let me ask
something.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to say everything you wanted to say?
Yes, and thank you very much.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Well, you don't
time.
Need to thank me. This is our radio station. So, all right, thanks, Mark. I appreciate
you
it.
Bet,
all right,
thanks.
Let's go to some other phone calls. I know we're long in this break. Let's try to get Paul in. Paul, you there on line four? Paul, did you hold on? Okay, let's try to pick up Grant on line two then. Let's see if Grant's there. Grant, you there?
Yeah, this is Ray Craig.
Oh, okay, that's Craig. Is Grant on too?
I am Grant. I'm here.
Oh, hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good. Okay, so these Chugach ballots went out a couple weeks ago. You know, I'm new to the community. I do the research. You know, I'm out there trying to register to vote.
Right.
Doing all the other things. So here I vote, And now I'm looking for a solution after hearing this. And I guess I'm kind of interested from one of the board members. What can I do? Can I request that my mail-in ballot be retracted? Can I ask for a different ballot? Can I vote at the meeting? I'm a little concerned at this point, and I think that the person that was just on the phone says it's distracting. Well, they should have had their stuff lined up, because it's very distracting to me to have trust put in, a publication that tells me, about the candidates, and then to discover these things. Now, I'm listening to your station here this month, and I'm going, okay, well, they're tied to the union. There's a bunch of these things, they're things that I'm going to have to learn.
Right.
The trust issue, to me. I'm looking for a solution. What is it?
Well, I would advise you to go to 4 o'clock tonight, Chugach board meeting. Ray, is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me just say, if you voted wrong, it's too late. You can't change it, but you can go and talk to two other people and cancel your own vote. This is extremely important, and I want to talk about the big issue. This is much more than just somebody that's enhanced his resume.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll carry this conversation after the break. I'm way long here. And if you wouldn't even want to hold on, Grant, or maybe listen off the air, then maybe Ray and I can give you some help, and others,
yes,
and like to hear from other folks as to what they need to do, okay?
Yeah, right. Paul, hold over.
Yeah, all right, 274-5297, Paul, hold over. We'll be back with you also.
The Eddie Burke Show
is on the air and
on the web.
Call him at 274-KBYR
or at 1-866-610-KBYR
or log on to KBYR.com.
Keeping you entertained and informed.
Smart Radio, AM 700,
KBYR.
Trailer Craft is your one-stop shop to get your trailer hitch and trailer itself ready for summer. We carry all classes of top-of-the-line Valley hitches. Trailer Craft also has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories in Alaska, including trailer tires, most sizes, braking systems, lights, wiring and electrical parts, axles, suspension parts, and more. Even parts for boat trailers. Trailer Craft, your full-service Valley headquarters on Commercial Drive. And our new Seward and Dowling store is open weekdays till midnight.
Attention Chugach Electric Association members. The IBEW union is backing a slate of candidates to take over the Chugach Electric Board of Directors. The IBEW's candidates are Izzo, Wiggin, and Reiser. Please do not vote for them. The IBEW union should not be on both sides of the bargaining table. They've been there before. The average wage and benefits for a full-time employee at Chugach is now over $128,000 per year per person. That's over one-eighth of $1 million per employee. And it all comes out of Chugach members' monthly bills. Please remember, beware of IBEW candidates Izzo, Wiggin, and Reiser. Chugach members have a choice. Each member should have received a large white envelope with a ballot inside from Chugach by now. Please keep Chugach free from IBEW control by voting for independent, pro-Chugach candidates Uwe Kalenka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. That's Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz for an independent Chugach Board of Directors. Thank you. Proudly paid for by Chugach Consumers, 201 Barrel Number 10, Anchorage.
You know, the prices on big Rambo prawns have been skyrocketing around the country. But this weekend, New Sagayan City Market just said, to heck with it, it's time to give everybody a break on Rambo prawns. So here they are, big, sweet, and juicy Rambo prawns. Prawns so big they make other prawns look like skinny, underfed shrimp. This week, New Sagayan City Market, $7.99 a pound. But let me suggest you turn your car around right now and head for New Sagayan or City Market, because I know you'd hate to miss out on these prawns at this price. And while you're there, take advantage of big Red King crab clusters. Just $13.99 a pound. Man, it is fun to have the lowest prices in town. Here's a great buy in the butcher shop on free-range whole chicken. All natural birds, just $1.59 a pound. Another sensational bargain. And in the produce department, white grapefruiter special, just $1.89 each. Italian ciabatta bread, which means slipper bread, so named because it sort of looks like a big floppy slipper, special this week, just two loaves for $6. Baked fresh daily in La Roma's wonderful Italian bakery. New Sagayan, Midtown, City Market, 13 to 9.
It's that time of year. Time for you to get your house looking good. You need to call Restoration Painting and Home Improvement. Customer service like you've never seen before. The owner's on site. They're licensed and bonded. They'll take care of all your painting needs. Interior, exterior, residential, commercial. With over 15 years experience, big or small, they can get the job done and get it done right. Call 334-5774. That's 334-5774 for restoration, painting, and home improvement.
Spinard Bread, and now, heard around the world on KBYR.com.
I listen to you all the time.
This is the Eddie Burke Show.
Yeah, crank up the radio.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
The reason it's talk radio for the rest of us, because I'm the only guy in town. You know, I'm just trying to dig in. It's like this stuff with Tony Izzo. It's like this stuff with Carol Como in the school district, you know? I don't have to be everybody's friend as long as I try to deal with the truth, you know? And I want to be fair about it. I want to be fair about it. I want to be professional about it. But we're going to be hard hitting there. So, you know, I want a group of listeners that's willing to hang in with me, you know? I don't want a bunch of wussies. I want a group of listeners that'll hang in with me, and I'm going to always honor and respect you, and I'm always going to try to get my facts right before I start saying things so that you can count on me. And I believe I have them right. So, all right, let's welcome back Ray Craig to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Let me just say why this is very important, all of the Chugach members that are listening to this. You've got a large white envelope in your house somewhere. It came last week. It says Vote Now on it. The ballot in that envelope is worth thousands of dollars to your family, and this is how it's worth that.
Right.
The Pro-Consumer Reform Board of Elizabeth Vasquez, Uwe Kalinka, and Rebecca Logan has been in control at Chugach for only 1 year. They have moved decisively against long-standing problems, replaced the CEO to get cost control in place. They appointed a top-level blue-ribbon panel of executives to look at the co-op. The first time in history this has ever happened. I mean, top guys like
right.
Bob Hickel, David Gottstein, and so on.
They determined
they're charging $25 million a year more than they would if the utility was operated according to national norms.
All right. Hey, let me jump to a call because Paul was holding and he couldn't hold anymore and he had to call back. So
okay.
All right, Paul, go ahead.
Hey, let me ask a question and then you'll leave us. Okay. Hey, algebra, calculus, trigonometry.
Yeah.
I got 3 points, by the way. We're on three quick ones. Number one, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one calculus and trigonometry can be taken together. Algebra is a prerequisite to calculus. Most colleges won't even allow you to take
that. Exactly. That's the point.
Calculus before you take algebra.
That's right.
There's special circumstances, and special circumstances means that you've already had it in the past and you're just trying to pick up credits. That's very unusual because you wouldn't try to pick up credits for something you already have.
Right.
And
you in high school, you have to take certain levels of math in order to move up.
Yeah, my kid's going through this now. My second thing is this is no offense to Mr. Wiggins, but these guys are pretty wiggy. There isn't one of those guys that also was headed up NSTAR and ended up based on what future rates may be, ended up getting us all charged three times. They raised the rates by three times on us in 1 year.
Right.
Isn't that one of the guys that's running for that board,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, exactly.
And my other point is, here's the most important.
Okay, I'm running out of time. I got this hard break at the bottom of the hour.
Yes, real important. Please stick the Carol Como in the schools every day so that the rest of us can all be energized and go for it. Our kids are our most important asset, more important than this.
All right.
Stay on it, Eddie.
Paul, I've got to bounce. Thank you so much. Ray, will you please hold over one more? Ray?
Yes, I will.
Will you hold over one more? I appreciate that, okay? All right, thank you so much, folks. We'll be right back, 274-5297. Thursday night at the fight's coming up. Give us a call.
Eddie Burke is the talk show host that lets you talk and doesn't cut you off.
I totally disagree with him.
So what do you say? Let's get talking.
Well, try not to be so negative all the time. Why don't you offer some constructive criticism?
Pick up that phone and call Eddie right now. Dial 274-KBYR.
Come with me, and I'll show you everything.
It's talk radio for the rest of us on Smart Radio AM700-KBYR.
Have you ever seen a big office building?
All right, let's get right to it. 4:36 in the afternoon. Immediately following my show, of course, is CBS 11 KTVA News. And then immediately following that, 5:30 to 6 is the best news and talk, the best half hour of news and talk, of course, with Glenn Beagle from 5:30 to 6. And then following that, the Mark Levin Show. Don't forget to catch the Mark Levin Show from 6 to 8. Always entertaining. Just in a little bit, we're here. We're going to be talking about Thursday night at the fights. We have Jerry Miller Jr. here in the studio with me. How you doing, Jerry?
Good. How are you, Eddie?
All right. I'm going to get you a little bit of politics here, okay? Let's go directly to the phones. We have Ray Craig. Welcome back to the program. Ray?
Hi, Eddie.
Okay. Let's go to a couple phone calls, Ray. People have been holding. Laura on line 2. Laura, go ahead.
Hi. I'm just a college student, and I'm kind of tuning in on this, and I got my ballot. And I was just wondering, who's backing the ones that are currently in? What's going on there?
Okay.
You want me to answer?
Yeah, Ray, go ahead.
Okay, Chugach Consumers. I am the executive. I'm the chairman of Chugach Consumers and a former president of the Chugach Board. We do ratepayer education, and we're concerned about the utility running in a more efficient manner. And we are backing Uwe Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. They're doing an outstanding, superb job. And the reason the IBEW unionized employees at Chugach and their allies are spending an enormous amount of money to get them out of office and take control of the board back is because they want to be on both sides of the bargaining table, negotiating table, and give themselves sweetheart deals, and they have no interest in cost control.
Oh, okay, well, I'm just curious on who's supporting them, and I just have another question. What's, like, their agenda? I was looking online, and there's something about, like, alternative energy, and something about, like, he didn't want any of that, the Uwe guy?
Well, that's part of the $300,000-$400,000 slime campaign against the board. Of course, that ad does not point out that Uwe, at the very next board meeting, which was a week or two later, introduced in a resolution that Chugach is in favor of alternative energy and is going to aggressively push to continue to investigate and support all viable projects.
Hey, Laura, let me ask you a question. If you found out that wind energy was going to cost you a significant more in your bill each month, would you go ahead and adopt it just because it felt good?
No, I wouldn't. Of course, I'm not going to adopt it just because it felt good, but at the same time, I'm, you know, a young person. I'm only 21 years old, and I want renewable energy.
Do you think old people are against, like, guy 46, like mine?
No.
Do you think we're against, like, wind energy?
No, not at all, but not at all. I'm just talking about a different kind of mindset to
it, because
everything that I know to be geared at is always renewable.
Well, when I interviewed, and Lauren, all due respect, when I interviewed Uwe about it, he said, listen, if you look at the numbers on the thing, it doesn't pencil. That's not a good deal for consumers yet. Now, that doesn't mean we can't start looking at it. We can't approach ourselves to it. But it's just economics doesn't pencil. Now, you know, maybe there's
The quotes in the ad were a particular proposal that was going to require a $50 million subsidy.
Right.
This was a subsidy money that would not go to schools or roads.
All right, Laura, you got anything else? Because I need to...
Well, I'm just confused on their position and stuff like that. I mean, I'm just looking at just renewables, just kind of like, you know, 21 college student type of thing. Yeah. But thank you for answering my question.
All right, thanks, Laura. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Joanne on line 3, 274-5297. Joanne, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, so I've been listening for a while, and now I'm a little confused, because it sounds to me like we're not having it. The issue isn't, in fact, did he graduate from college, it's just where. So,
no,
whatever.
I don't think
that that's particularly interesting.
No, I don't think that's true.
Really?
I think that Mr. Izzo has stated that he's from... LaSalle, he graduated from LaSalle University, and he's made it a point to say that he graduated out of Philadelphia, which is the true approved academic
place. Well, your transcript's not... okay.
All right. Now, wait a minute. The other place is a fraudulent clearinghouse, one of those by-mail internet where you can order up. You want to be a doctor, you just tell them you want to be a doctor, and they ship you out a fraudulent diploma. Now, there's suspicion that that's actually where this came from. So there's no discrepancy about where he graduated. The discrepancy is whether or not he actually told an untruthful story and presented fraudulent documents about where he graduated.
No, you just contradicted yourself.
No.
You're just saying he's graduated.
No. He hasn't graduated. This is, in my opinion, and for all the facts that I've laid out here over the last hour, this is a fraudulent diploma.
Well,
so
no.
The answer is he did not graduate.
No, because you called. If in fact the issue is which university he went to, you only called one.
This sounds like Joel Hall, who is the campaign operative for the Reliability Group.
I tell you what, and since you know everything, Joanne, why don't you give me a diploma? Why don't you issue me a diploma?
I got a question for you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to college, did you go to college?
Yes.
Okay, is it possible for someone to take algebra, calculus, and trigonometry all in the same semester? Could you accomplish that?
I didn't major in math.
Well, I'm just asking.
Yeah, you don't have to major in
math. Did you take any of those classes?
Not in college, no.
Not in college, no? Well, you had to at least take in one. Algebra is it's an elective. Or it's a...
Mandatory.
Mandatory, yeah. It's a...
ED. Well, if you had those colleges, well, we're kind of on a sidetrack, but if you had those classes in high school, then you could test out of them and get credit.
No, you can't test out of them. You have to... No.
That's not true.
That's not how it works. Trust me, I'm in college currently.
Well, that just depends on what school you go to.
Well, apparently he didn't go to any school because we have a fraudulent document here.
Joanne,
do
you work for any of the campaigns?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Why don't you tell us that right up front? All right? So you're a campaign operative, just like Ray Craig is.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have a more open and transparent discussion here,
mm-hmm.
What are you on the are you on Izzo's side and what's his name, Mark Wiggin, and the other lady?
Yes, I do work on that campaign.
Okay.
I am working. You've given Ray Craig. You give them ample time.
Well, I do, and you know what? I saw Mark Wiggin down at the Election Central the other night, and guess what? I told Mark, you're welcome to come on anytime. He was just on a few minutes ago. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I made sure that he had everything he wanted to say. And Mark Wiggin, he's been on this show too, and he's always, always welcome to come on.
Well, that's nice.
I'm a nice guy. How does it feel to get lied to, ma'am?
Oh, I don't think we've been lied to.
I think
that what's happened is, we have an entity who is digging around looking for a reason because they're desperate.
Well, as a campaign individual, if you found out the information that I have on Liz Vasquez, I'll ask you the same question I asked Mark Wiggin. If you had the same information on Liz Vasquez as I have on Mr. Izzo, would your campaign bring this up as an issue?
Well, we need to remember what the facts are.
No, I just wanted to ask you that question. Would you bring it up?
He hasn't told a lie.
Well, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, would you bring it up?
But my point is, if she had not lied, I wouldn't.
Why isn't Mr. Izzo calling me? We got Mark Wiggin calling me. He's got a girl calling for him. You know, I don't have
girls call
for me. I don't have women call for me. I think I'd want to be a man and call for myself.
I wouldn't
have my wife or my girlfriend call for me.
Well, you're calling for them.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know, where is Elizabeth? As a matter of fact, she happens to be in Florida right now.
Well,
why aren't we talking about
that? Is there a law
that?
Against going to Florida?
Well, it is. She's on corp on Chugach money again.
Well, maybe she's down there for... Is she down there breaking the law, ma'am?
Not this time.
Oh.
Is she lying?
She's actually over in the Chugach boardroom right now.
She's actually over in the Chugach boardroom right now.
You guys are lying again.
I didn't... You guys. Well, this girl's going to go do something else. Have a nice evening.
Go, girlfriend.
How about you go back to college? Or you can send us a fraudulent document, too.
All right. Okay, Ray, I'm going to wrap this up. I think every time they call, they just incriminate themselves even more. Ray, you there?
Mr. Izzo's campaign statement says he's hardworking, ethical, and will make you proud. You know, maybe he will, maybe he won't. He did lie, apparently, to Chugach Electric's member relations manager when he told her that he went to LaSalle University in Philadelphia. But let's go back to the big issue.
Right.
Why should somebody go home and look for that white envelope that says vote now on it, that ballot is worth thousands of dollars to you. The reason is, just ask yourself, why is the IBEW union-organized employees at Chugach and their allies paying $300,000-$400,000 in this huge media campaign? Why are they doing that? Does anybody really think it's to lower your electric bill and operate Chugach more efficiently? I don't think so.
No.
And that amount of money is more money than was spent in all of these assembly member campaigns.
Right.
Our whole assembly,
right,
all of these five people didn't spend as much money as is being spent to kick out the pro-consumer board majority.
Let's go to, hold on a second. Let's go to Lori. Are we going
to
take up Lori right there, and then we've got to go to the break because I need to get the Thursday night at the fight folks on. And they are here. Is Lori, you there on line four?
Yes, sir, and I already voted, and I voted against union. By the time the Daily News, that pretends to be a newspaper, got done telling me that the union assembly was seated with union money, paid for with my tax dollars, I think some people need to go where Vico did. I think all these unions really stink, and I'm already voted, and I'm going to be anti-union for the rest of my life.
Who did you vote for?
Ubi and the two girls.
Yeah.
And Ubi, that's the right
Liz,
thing.
And Rebecca.
College graduates.
I don't care if you're college graduates. I want somebody who's honest and who doesn't steal from me, and there is not much of that around anymore.
Well, thanks, Lori. All right, Ray, thank you so much for calling in today. I think you've made your point.
And you've done an excellent job with your investigation.
Well, thank you so much, Ray, and I always welcome anybody that wants to call and provide contrary information. Prove to me that I'm wrong. It's always welcome. All right, 274-5297, Thursday night at the Fights. They're coming up next. Give us a call. We'll give you tickets. Thursday night at the Fights, 274-5297.
He's on the air
and on the web.
This is talk radio for the rest of us.
This is the Eddie Burke Show
on Smart Radio AM 700.
KBYR.